WUKY's Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine has the support of the Pain Treatment Center of the Bluegrass. The Pain Treatment Center specializes in acute and chronic pain management to help people live a pain-free life. More information at pain-ptc.com.
WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
News from the pandemic seems to be changing daily. I'm visiting again with my colleague and friend, Dr. Vineet Arora, faculty member in the UK Department of Pathology and Laboratory Medicine, for an update about the pandemic and the Delta variant.
As we have seen throughout this pandemic, there are changes that happen in the virus, and a particular variant or a particular combination is so efficient and so much beneficial for the virus that it spreads much more easily and it takes over from the other variants that are there. We saw this with Alpha variant, which was more efficient in transmission, and now we have seen this with the Delta variant, which can spread much more easily, and it also multiplies much more. So we've seen that the number or the load of virus is turning out to be much higher with the Delta, and it can spread 2 to 3 times more effectively than the Alpha variant, which was in itself a little better than in spreading than the original variant. So that's why we see that the number of cases are increasing as compared to say June, July onwards. Once Delta was introduced, it has started holding ground, and as of now, close to 99%, or at some places even 100% of the variants that are sequenced turn out to be Delta. But again, Delta is also changing, and as it evolves, we'll find whether it holds ground, or in some countries we have seen that after a while it dwindles down and something else comes forward.
Well, and one of the things we've been hearing a lot about is that younger people in their 20s and even in the pediatric population seem to have an increased incidence of having to be hospitalized because of the Delta variant.
And there are several reasons for this, I believe. One is that, as we have heard everyone talk about, that this is now slowly becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated. And the biggest population that is unvaccinated and not even eligible for vaccination at this time is the under 12 age group. So the younger kids, they are not eligible, and now they are part of a minority of people who are not vaccinated. In the adults, we have done much better than earlier. There's scope for improvement, but we still know that close to 58 to 60% adults are vaccinated. So it leaves a smaller population who can get infected, who is vulnerable. And within that population, since this virus has more viral load and can spread much easily, we are seeing that the numbers are increasing, and proportionately the kids are also seeing an increase. And because of, again, the higher viral loads, the chances that this can cause not just asymptomatic infection in children, which we used to see earlier in the pandemic, it is now turning out to be much more as a symptomatic infection, in some cases also needing hospitalization or oxygen support.
Well, and I know the FDA recently has given advice about pregnant women having the vaccine. Do you foresee any time in the near future that perhaps children under 12 will be eligible?
Yeah, I think there are a couple or two or three developments in the vaccine arena. One is, as you said, now the approval has been given in pregnant individuals, and also for the below 12 age group, the trials are going on, and one of the vaccine manufacturers hopes that it would be put forth in the next month or 2 months, and the other one says probably by January, February. So by early winter is the first that we might see the emergence or the approval of vaccines for the under 12 age group. But on the other hand, we have also seen that there are now recommendations which might become official today, saying that people who are immunocompromised might not have had enough protection with the two doses. So there might be a recommendation coming as we speak about giving an additional dose to the people who are immunocompromised, who did not have enough response with the beginning two doses.
And I guess some low-tech, if not solutions, at least coping mechanisms would be to remind ourselves that in addition to getting vaccinated, just keep on masking indoors and maintaining social distancing whenever we can.
I think all the more reason now that we are so close to the end with once the kids become eligible, we'll have even more percentage of the population that is protected from severe disease, hospitalization, and death. This is the time. The schools have just opened or are opening in the coming days or weeks at several places. So having the kids surrounded by adults who are vaccinated and all of the people inside the buildings masked is an excellent way, is the best way to ensure that we not only protect the younger population but also limit the spread in the community. And as we do that, I think we can get over this new surge as well.
Vineet, before we part, is there anything that else you would like to add for our listeners?
I think I'll just like to reiterate the same things that the knowledge that we have gained over the past 18 months. We now know the things that really work, and some of them are not too difficult. As long as we just keep at it. These include making sure we are masked, and with the Delta, we know the spread is much more. So there was a time when people were asked that if they're vaccinated, they could probably not use masks outdoors and in some cases even indoors. But that has changed now. As long as we keep the masking going on and hand washing and social distancing, we will get over this with increased vaccination. So the age groups which are eligible for vaccination, I would encourage everyone to get vaccinated. The more people around us are vaccinated, the more we can protect the immune compromised, the kids who are not vaccinated, and the vulnerable population.
My thanks today to Dr. Vineet Arora, fellow faculty member in the Department of Pathology and Laboratory Medicine here at UK, for talking with us about the Delta variant of the SARS-CoV-2 virus that causes COVID-19. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With Health News You Can Use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.